tells how the three men and the girl were saved from the wreck of the Grosvenor. Saved from the Wreck of the Grosvenor by W. Clark Russell. We had never yet had the leisure to inspect the stores with which the mutineers had furnished the quarter-boat, and we now found, in spite of their having shifted a lot of provisions out of her into the long boat before starting in pursuit of us, that there was still an abundance left. 4 kegs of water, several tins of cuddy bread, preserved meats and fruits, sugar, flour and other things, not to mention such items as boxes of lucifer matches, fishing tackle, a burning glass, a quantity of tools and nails. In a word, everything which men in the condition they had hoped to find themselves in might stand in need of to support life. Indeed, the foresight illustrated by the provisioning of this boat was truly remarkable, the only thing they had omitted being a mast and sail, it having been their intention to keep this boat in tow of the other. I even found that they had furnished the boat with every oars belonging to the disabled quarter-boat in addition to her own. However, the boat was not yet stocked to my satisfaction. I therefore repaired to my cabin and procured the boat's comp.